Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out.
Take you out.
You a good time. Oh, invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
listening to the show. Welcome to the show. You're listening live to the 2012 The Frank Williams Show. Now, I'm your host, Frank Williams, and thank you guys for listening to the show. Welcome to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That number again is 818-301-5834. Now, those that are listening via cell phone or via my show page on Blog Talk Radio, thanks again for listening in. Now, I know it's caught you by surprise about my new time, 5:30. This will be for about the next 3 weeks. I'll be running at 5:30 p.m. daily. I'll let you know. I'll send out notes just like usual. And I'll let you know and make sure that you tune in. Now, even though you may not be able to tune in at 5:30, you can still go to my show page online at Blog Talk Radio and click on archive shows, and you can still listen to the show at any time. An hour after it shows, you can listen to the show, any archive show that you want to. All shows are archived daily. So, again, guys, I'm stoked about being here today. Today's Monday. I hope you've had a great Monday, and I hope you're doing well. I hope you had a tremendous weekend. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I haven't been here since about Wednesday. I had a great, great holiday. I had a great, great weekend. And now it's back to work. No big deal, right? So, hope you had a great day today again. Now, I promote the show daily, guys, on Facebook and Twitter. And, of course, at blogtalkradio.com. Now, if you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. That's on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. If you have a Facebook account, go into your Facebook account, go to the top of the page there, and in the search box right there, type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. And the show page should come up there, and voila, whether you're on Facebook, Twitter, or Blog Talk Radio, you're following the show on Blog Talk Radio, you'll get daily show notes about the show. That way, whether you're on any of those things, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Now, you can also, our show tonight is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax needs or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can call them at 770-732-0244. Again, that number for CPA on Duty is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can take care of all your needs. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And again, guys, I can't say it enough, but thank you for listening in to the show, and welcome to the show. Have a great show set up for you tonight. So, let's get tracking here. Now, before I get started on that, guys, just wanted to say a quick prayer for one of my listeners. They had death in the family. Well, their son's fiance, who's very much pregnant now, her dad passed. So I wanted to send a special shout out to them. Hopefully, I know things will get better. Right now, they're all upside down, but I know things will get better. And I guarantee you, they will get better. I'm going to send a prayer up for you guys to be able to hold on, be strong together, because you know that upstairs, doesn't make mistakes. He you know, he need him there. He need her dad there. So he brought him home. Hey, and you can't fret about it. There's nothing you can do about it. You just have to get things done, get things back in working order, get life back on track, and keep going. That's what he wants you guys to do. Okay? So I had to say that for them. So, like I said, my first day back, guys, in a few days. I've been gone since Wednesday, and it wasn't really a thing that I wanted to do, but the way that things were falling as far as Thanksgiving and all this stuff was going, I wasn't able to do the show. So forgive me for that, but hopefully you guys were able to get on with your lives and do some things without me and keep stuff going. So one thing that I have done that I've been wanting to do for a long time is make candy yams, or they call them candy sweet potatoes. And one thing about that is that I used to, when I was growing up, my grandma used to make candy yams. And, man, they were the absolute best that I've ever had. Those that she made were the absolute best that I've ever had. And I could sit there. She'd make a pot of them for me. And she'd tell everyone that, those are Tony's yams. Okay? Those are Tony's yams. So you couldn't mess with the yams. If you did get a few, but she cooked them. She cooked them for me. And they were so, so delicious. So I've been wanting to find a recipe that would equal hers, and I did. I found a great recipe for candy yams. I did some on yesterday. They came out okay, but I had to tweak some things to get them right. I tweaked everything this morning. I did them again this morning, and they came out excellent. The results were excellent, so I'm happy about that. So I have my candy yams. I have my recipe for my candy yams, and I'm going to stick that in my recipe book and keep it forever because they were right on time, right on point. All right, call in number to the show, guys, 818-301-5834. Now, today's episode, guys, is called The Circle of Life. The reason I wanted to do this show is because I was talking to someone, and they were saying how, you know, Christmas is not, you know, the holidays and Christmas are not what they used to be. Well, you're right. They're not. They're not what they used to be for us. And what I'm saying is that, you know, the way that Christmas and the holidays were back then is totally different from now, simply because of the technology that has come into our lives and has just changed everything. And because of that, I believe that the holidays and none of that stuff is the same. I mean, now with you know, with people promoting Christmas at such an early date. We used to not hear about Christmas pretty much on TV and all this stuff from big stores until after Thanksgiving. This time, you know, then they start talking about Christmas. But we've been hearing about Christmas since maybe 3 weeks now. They've been moving into Christmas. People, you know, the stores and putting up their Christmas decorations and everything. It's just amazing how they're pushing the envelope, so to speak, towards us. But what we were saying is that, you know, it's not like what it used to be. Halloween's not what it used to be. Nothing's what it used to be. Okay? It's what it is now. And that's part of the circle of life. What I call the circle of life is when you were young, okay, when you were just maybe before your teenage years, you had grandma and granddad on both sides of the family, both your mom and dad. Their mom and dad were living, or maybe not, but just hypothetically, both your grandparents on both sides were living, okay? And you got a chance to visit those grandparents, and you got a chance to see them quite a bit. And y'all lived in the same city. And so not only did you get a chance to see them, but you got a chance to spend some time with them and talk to them, okay? I spent a lot of time with my grandma and granddad, at least on my mom's side. I spent some time with my grandma on my dad's side, but I never knew my granddad on my dad's side, just my grandmother. And I got to spend time with both, all right? And the time that I spent with my grandma and granddad on my mom's side of the family were huge. It was no comparison between that and the time I got to spend with my grandma on my dad's side of the family. No comparison. They were in almost in different worlds, okay? My grandma and granddad on my mom's side of the family, they liked to do a lot of stuff, all right? My grandma on my dad's side didn't do a lot of stuff. So I spent a lot of time with them. That's why I was just talking about just a minute ago about her candy M's, how she used to make them and how good they were, because I spent all the time with her and eating her food. Okay. And so and my granddad died first. Okay. Then my grandmother died. Well, my grandmother on my dad's side died before my grandmother on my mom's side. And so my granddad died. My grandma on my dad's side died. Then my grandma on my mom's side died. So now I've lost all my grandparents on, you know, on my side of the family, okay, for me. My mom's parents gone, my dad's parents gone. Think about it as a tree of life, okay, like a family tree, okay? So now you get down to your mom and your dad. And my dad died in 1988. My mom died in 2005, 17 years later. I never spent a whole lot of time with my dad because at an early age, mom, you know, he and my mom got divorced, and he didn't really come back into my life till I was in around high school, stuff like that. So I didn't spend a lot of time with my dad. But he was my dad, my mom and dad. So my dad died in 88. My mom died in 2005. Now, I don't have parents here. Both my parents are gone. All my grandparents are gone. So now it's me. The reason I say the circle of life is because it goes around and it goes around. It goes from your life start around to your life end. It goes from the your mom's life start to your mom's life end. This circle, the circle of life. And the circle is about the journey from the time you start to the time it ends. And now I'm at the top of my family, okay? And then I've got, you know, kids. So when my kids have kids, then they'll have grandparents on their mom's side, and they'll have grandparents on their dad's side. Still here, still going. But at some point, we're going to, you know, he's going to call us home. So the circle just steadily moves, steadily moves. Now, some people leave the circle a lot earlier than we think they should. But like I said before, It's not our thinking. It's not our choice. It's his choice. And when he's ready for you, you're going. There's no doctors nowhere that can save you. Nothing that can save you. Only he can say, okay, I'm not ready for you. You're at the brink, but I'm not ready for you yet. Get healthy and get back to living. I got some more things for you to do before I call you home. That's what I think. You know, guys, hey, don't start sending me all these weird emails and Facebook messages about this and that and how what you believe in and all that. If you got something to say, call into the show. Say it. 818-301-5834. 818-301-5834. And that is the circle of life. Now, like I said, some people leave at early ages. You never know. There have been babies that went home after a year. There's been babies that went home after 6 months. There's been babies that came into this world and went out the same day. I mean, it's the whole gamut from top to bottom. The people that have lived to 100 and something years old. So, circles go all over. Some people have big circles, some people have small circles. But it is the circle of life. That's just the way it is. Now myself, I'm afraid of being called home. I'm afraid of that. One thing, it's a mystery, so you don't know how you're going to go home. Okay? The next thing is that, you know, I want to go, of course, of old age and just dying off at old age. I don't want to go too soon, so to speak. And the craziest thing is I don't want to be laid up in bed sick and, you know, talking to my girls. I want to go of old age, and I think that's how I'm going to go. I believe that. But I'm also afraid, like I said, of leaving my girls. Leaving my family. That's hard. I know they always think that I'm too edgy about different things, but I, you know, I try to be safe in everything I do. I try to be safe conscious. That means I try to think safety all the time. And I try to teach that to others. Be careful at what you do. One of my daughter's high schoolmates were here over the weekend, and when she left, I told her, I said, be careful. Drive the speed limit. Because I want her to be careful, and I want her to be conscious of the speed limit. If you keep telling them to watch the speed limit, keep telling them to watch the speed limit, then at some point while they're driving, that's going to hit them, and they're going to watch their speed. That's what I'm hoping anyway. So, but that's the circle of life, guys. The circle of life just goes on and on. Round and round and round and round we go. Christmas isn't like it used to be because the circle is going on around. It used to be where, I'll tell you a quick story. It used to be where when my mom was living, we used to go to her house for Christmas Eve party. And that's why I want to do a Christmas Eve party at my house, because I want to keep that tradition that my mom had going. Okay? So we used to have a Christmas Eve party at my mom's house. And she'd tell people to come by and have a drink, get something to eat or whatever. Y'all just sit around, play cards, and talk. You can stay as long as you want. You can spend the night if you want. She didn't mind. She just wanted to entertain people. She wanted people to come over and have a good time. That's the same thing with me. So we used to go there and we'd sit up and talk, play cards all night, and eat and drink all night. Sometimes we wouldn't go to bed till the sun was about to rise. But that's what we used to do. We used to go there and stay the night, and I had my own family out west, and she lived in the town. So I would have to bring my family over, drop them off, wait till my kids go to sleep, then drive back to the house and where Santa Claus had dropped off all their presents, their toys, and bring them back to my mom's house. And then on Christmas, when they opened their toys, after they finished playing with them and we were ready to go home sometime Christmas Day, evening Christmas Day, we had to load all this stuff up and bring it back to the house. But that was fun. I loved that. I loved it. And I love just being around everybody, being around the family. So that's what I want to recreate. I want to recreate that family time when we sit around, eat, drink, and cook, and have a good time. Play cards all night, have a good time. That's what I want to do this Christmas. And I'm going to try and pull it off. So, the circle of life, guys. That's the circle of life. I have about a minute left in the show. All I want to say is keep going. Like me, I'm going to keep going. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep going. You have no choice. You need to keep going. Keep your circle going. Keep going. Keep yourself healthy and keep going. Now, I despise the guys who criticize and minimize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has made them rise above the guys who criticize. Don't you? Thank you guys for listening to the show. Join me tomorrow, 5:30 p.m., right here on The Frank Williams Show. I'm your host, Frank Williams, and I'm over, and I'm out. Take care, guys, and take care of your families. Have a good night.